The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
This is for you. This is for you and me and who we see when we see each other. This is for all. This is for all the time you tried to find your sister or your brother. And you're not crazy anymore. You've been waiting at the door. And it's time to open.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. It totally is time to open. You are listening to Waking Up in America, a radio magazine, dynamic radio dialogues on life today in America, brought to you by Bragg, BRAGG.com, Happily 200, The Coney Company, DrVal.com, and 42Action.org. Bob Sercosta of the Home Shopping Network says we're doing radio that's changing the world. I like to think that we're contributing. I really do like that. I was reviewing some of the old radio introductions. We've been on air 29 years now, and we always used to talk about how we went firewalking and hang lighting and all that stuff. And you know what? We did. We pushed the envelope on as many things as we could possibly push the envelope on. And what I personally did was I took on things that most people had survived that I was afraid to do, such as firewalking or skydiving or something of that nature, and then I did it. And it changed my life. So what can I say? There's very few things that I haven't tried out like that. So if you're afraid of something and you go through it, you get space around you that you didn't have before. So if you hear a telephone ringing or a dog barking or an angel singing or a child laughing, we call in from our homes and offices around this world to cause this program. Now, Jesus spoke in Aramaic and in the Lord's Prayer. Pray means to go out in the world and get that which is yours. Always include a prayer for the celebration of our republic for the United States of America. Notice I underscore for, because if you do the Republic of the United States of America, that means the federal government gets to run you. If you do Republic for the United States of America, that means that you actually say what it is that you want, and then the government is supposed to work with you to have what you want as a state, okay? So today we ask for your respect for our animal friends as well as for each other, our communities, and we just remind you that we're a nation structured in Christian values. The Ten Commandments work. And I don't care if we end up, the Muslims are multiplying at 8 to 1, and we're multiplying at, I think it's less than 2 to 1. Nonetheless, no matter what other nationality is here in this country, this nation still was formed on Christian values, which is the Ten Commandments and the Bill of Rights and things of that nature. And the people that put together the Bill of Rights, they were from all different kinds of spiritual backgrounds. So it wasn't just one group that did this. This is something that people spent like 3-4 years putting together, the best and the brightest people of the land. So we're structured on the work of Franklin and Jefferson and all the rest of them put considerable time into putting together a system that could take care of us, and we called that system a republic. So it's up to us to remember the values of the republic, and we've got Kathy Liedoglab with us today, my friend, a veterinarian from the Pacific Palisades, and we're going to be discussing kindness. Now, in a moment, we're going to discuss kindness, kiddo. But in the meantime, I actually heard some things about Social Security this week that let my blood run cold. Kathy, are you aware? Do you contribute to Social Security through your...
Oh, yes.
Do you believe you have a contract with the government and you'll get that money back?
No, I believe that it's the law, and I have to do it, otherwise they'll come after me.
It's worse than that, okay? most people think when they contribute to Social Security, and it's the law, we pretty much agree on that. But what we believed was is that we're creating money for our retirement.
Right.
And the truth of the matter is, they can do anything they want with Social Security, and they don't have to give it to you. Your Social Security could disappear next week, and they'd say, too bad, we didn't have any agreement with you. So I want you to start looking at alternative ways of taking care of yourself, okay, as aging goes on. We'll get some other people on maybe that have financial conversations or something of that nature, or maybe investing in something. There's stocks on the stock exchange that have always paid dividends over 100 years. With all of the bad stuff that goes on, there's a lot of good stuff that's woven through the thread of America. But I don't want you to count on your Social Security check. That's why you didn't get a raise in Social Security this year, because they didn't want to give it to you. They're spending the money on other things. Okay, there was a whole pool of funds that came together to make Social Security available, and so that we could, put in cost of living raises and things like that. They don't care, and they are not contracted, and they are not obligated to pay you that money. And I think they're going to find more and more ways. I think it was either May 1st or May 31st, a couple of, quotes, benefits from Social Security disappeared, and they got more in mind too. Okay, it will happen sometime around the elections. So study up on it and see what's going on there. But if you're counting on that, I don't know how long you should count on it. So I'm just giving you a little warning here. Okay.
A little heads up to watch out.
Yeah, a little heads up.
Mm-hmm.
start. So if you want to ask a question while we're on the air, you can actually follow me on Twitter at Val Kirkgaard 1, and that's ValKirkgaard1. Randy Shannon is missing in action.
Where are you?
Where are you, Randy? Where are you? So we're hoping to pull her into this, attract her back wherever she is. I hope she's not sick or something like that, because if you could tell by my voice, it isn't my normal adorable voice. It's got a lot of sinus conversation in it. So I'm here. Kathy and I are here, and Kathy and I got together and did this really cool thing where we got together and we just decided what we wanted to do for a radio show. And what we wanted to do was something everybody could do. And everybody can be kind. Everybody can give a little kindness. I don't know if you know this or not, Kathy, but I think I might have mentioned it to you. I took a seminar called The Wisdom Course. And one of our homework assignments during that course was to do a good deed every day,
mm-hmm.
which is a form of kindness. And you know, I took that on. And I even have it programmed into my cell phone.
Mm.
So that my cell phone rings by 4 o'clock in the afternoon, then I can say whether I've done my good deed or not. And sometimes my good deed is that they tease me at the post office, because I'm always cleaning up the post office. People can be such little piggies, it's just unbelievable. They just come through and leave trash all over the place. So I'll go in and I'll clean up the post office. I also stock my car with water bottles, so that when I go down to the corner of PCH and Topanga Canyon, if there's somebody sitting there with one of those signs, you know, needing money or help or whatever, I give them a bottle of water.
Mm-hmm.
And they love it. And I'm referred to as Aqua Woman. And I could see, I've had ups and downs, Kathy, in finances. Property-wise, I'm a millionaire. Cash-wise, sometimes, there's people panhandling that make more in a day on occasion. It's just life is up and down. That's what it is. That's what happens. So I'm trying to look at a way of being kind and generous and all that as a necessary thing on a daily basis. So what would you like to say about all this?
Well, you know, I think, it's kind of interesting with kindness, because you don't really even have to give anything material. You can just give your attention. You can give a smile. I think most people like to be heard. And they just, if you give a little bit of your time, and I think, that's really what most people want. They want that interaction. They want that connection, with another human being. They want affirmation. They want you know, they want to say, hey, I'm here, give me some attention, and, you know, make sure that, I'm affirmed, basically. So, I run my business, and we always try to be kind to everybody. And so one of the things that we always say when people complain, we always say, yeah, we understand that, but while we're taking care of this problem, be sure to be kind and be sure not to have malicious gossip and be sure that you control yourself because you don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. Because I think one of my favorite sayings is a thousand horses cannot retract the spoken word. So, you know, once you say something, you can't take it back. So, you know, be very careful. But, I think kindness, if we're just aware every day, I think that, the world would be a better place.
So do you notice a difference between kindness and a good deed?
Well, I guess there could be. I mean, you could do something good for someone and not even realize that you're doing them a kindness.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking, actually.
Yeah.
One night, I wanted to do a good deed, and I didn't want to repeat myself all the time, you know? So I was coming home from class, and it was 8 o'clock in the evening, and I went, I'd already given money at the grocery store, you know, those little boxes.
Mm-hmm.
Where you put your extra change and stuff like that. But I wanted to do something that was anonymous, which that is, but something that was closer to home. So what I did was I drove around and I stopped in mailboxes and I put a dollar bill in each one of them.
Oh, my God. Okay.
And that was fun. I mean, I have no idea. I never got any feedback on it or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But it sure gave me a big smile.
Yeah.
You know,
the other day I was going to Starbucks and there was a homeless man sitting on a bench. So I bought him a coffee, a latte. And so when I came out, I gave it to him. And I said, hey, this is latte. And he said, what's that? And I said, well, it's milk and coffee and milk. And he just was so happy. He was so, you know, grateful because it was cold. It was, you know, 6 o'clock in the morning, and it was a little bit foggy. And I think it just kind of made his day, you know. I kind of stayed with him for the rest of the day that he got a nice big cup of coffee.
Well, you remember I was telling you that sometimes I have money and sometimes I don't. So I got in $3,000 this one summer. And I decided I was going to go around Santa Monica. And I went to different places in Santa Monica where the homeless were. And so I asked him if there was anything I could do for him. Usually it was a coffee and a cigarette or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it was something like, is there someplace I could stay with my baby tonight? That kind of thing. So you've got people that are mental health issues.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that's going to be happening for me is I own something called the Golden Hearts Foundation. I'm the founder of that. And we're expecting funding in. And I always had this dream, Kathy, of white vans that would go around the city, and they would pick up people that were homeless and then take them to a rehab. Because the guy that just wants a cup of coffee and a cigarette, that guy doesn't have any dreams left anymore.
Right.
You know, and if there would be a way that we could give dreams back to people.
Right.
So, and you know, I'm not sure how all of this will work out, but there's a huge shift that's going on in the world, and people have heard about the, at least on our program, about the global currency reset. And I understand we're in the midst of that right now. Praise the Lord. What can I tell you? It's been going on for years. But at the end of that time, you're going to see a shift in people's ability to actually be able to create. So many people, I had mentioned Social Security earlier. It's like there was no Social Security increase this year. And if you notice, I don't know that, you know, you're a person that has a fairly decent income. But when you go to the market and the thing that you buy is half the size that it was a year ago and it costs twice as much.
Right.
And you're a senior or you're somebody that's on disability, that's a real hardship.
No, it's a very big hardship, and I notice that all the time when I go shopping, I'm always astounded how much I pay at the cash register, because I only buy like 10 things at a time. I hardly ever buy more than that. It's just very, very, everything's so expensive, and sometimes I wonder if our system, money-based system, is the right way to go, you know?
Well, this is part of what's changing right now, actually. Mm-hmm. Okay, as about, it's got to be a month and a half ago now, the Chinese yuan was backed with gold, okay? And when that happened, the Chinese refused to do business with American currency, either to buy it or sell it. So their action is going to force the dollar to be backed with gold again, too, and it hasn't been since the 1970s.
Right.
Basically, in my opinion, they've just been looting the coffers of, you know, all the government funds and things of that nature. So I think you're going to see a big change in this, and it may be apparent, obviously, but definitely. I actually get on the Galactic Federation calls. I get on a number of different calls. I sometimes go to supervisors' meetings with the County of Los Angeles. And by the way, if you want to know if God is alive and well in government, go to a supervisors' meeting, one of the district supervisors. They start out with a prayer and the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. I started crying. I thought it was gone.
Uh-huh.
Did
yeah.
you ever run in the 5K in the Pacific Palisades on
no,
4th
I never
of July?
Did. No.
Well, 5 years ago, I did. It's the last time. It's kind of, I'm not in as good shape as I was, but a very interesting thing happened. I was in the run. There's probably 6,000 or 7,000 people there, and then they got balloons all over the street and stuff like that. And then before it starts, they play like the Star Spangled Banner, and people were crying. I had
yeah.
never seen them cry before. I had run in that 5K 4 or 5 times, and they had never cried before.
Mm-hmm.
But they were crying because it's like the Star Spangled Banner is about the flag still being there in the morning.
Right.
And it's like, we're not sure that the flag is still there.
I know. No, people are scared that the country is disappearing. People are frightened that we're losing America. You know, I see it everywhere, and it's very strange. It's a strange time for me here.
Which I think is one of the reasons why kindness is even more important, because what happens is when you're afraid that you're losing something, you actually start to shrink and shrivel into that fear.
Mm-hmm.
And what it's about is the times really are going to be improving. They're already improving now.
Mm-hmm.
What we hear about are the different groups. I don't know what to do with Donald Trump. He's been actually telling people they should punch protesters back for punching them and stuff like that. I mean, it's like, and I just want to give that man a butch haircut. I just do. I want him to shave. Now, mind you, I read his Art of the Deal years ago, and I think he's very clever in many ways, and I think he does amazing stuff, but I just want to give him a head shave.
Yeah, he's got to lose that hairdo. That do has got to go.
Yeah, and Bernie Sanders, he seems to be making ground in California. So good on Bernie Sanders, but do the elections even count anymore? I mean, if you read the Clinton's War on Women, you
no.
would not know how this woman is still up there talking.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
the stuff that happened, that was done in the Clinton administration, including his little crooked dicky wiki.
Right.
You know, I didn't know that his little thingy had made a left-hand turn.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
Yeah, well, it's been reported from at least 3 of the women that he presented himself to. Did I say that well? 3 of the women that he presented himself to. So we've got a crooky dicky, and we've got a woman who's, I've seen her being a shrew. I don't trust her for a second.
Who is that? Hillary?
Who do you think?
Yeah, Hillary. Oh, Hillary Clinton?
That would be who I would think.
Yeah, yeah.
Am I hanging around here too much?
Yeah. Well, you know, there's all that. There's the Whitewater. There's his indiscretions. Now there's the email. I mean, there's all the stuff. They don't follow the rules. You know what I mean?
They're Benghazi. I mean, there's just a list
yeah.
of things. So.
Yeah.
To me,
yeah.
the only one that has any merit to him at all is Bernie Sanders, and I, honest to God, don't know if they would even let him have it. I mean,
yeah.
since since our country actually elects a president in the Electoral College and it has nothing to do, the country can actually, a man can actually win the popular vote and not become president.
I know that. That's terrible. I think that's terrible. I think we need to change that. You know,
yeah, well, how would you do that?
Well, I think we should
just
take the
time. You have to get in the middle of all of these people that don't want you to do that because they like it the way it is.
Right.
How would you change that?
Well, you'd have to probably, I don't really understand the law, but you'd probably have to have a vote on it.
Oh, who would vote?
I think most people would vote to have it have a true vote rather than Electoral College.
Well, what's his name? Jane Fonda's husband. Do you remember the senator that she was married to? Tom Hayden.
No.
I met Tom Hayden.
Tom Hayden,
in the late 90s, okay?
Yes, I remember him, yeah.
And what mm-hmm. Tom Hayden told me was that the votes have been fixed ever since then.
Hmm. Well, you know, that's not so surprising to me, considering the people that get elected. I'm always surprised. So
here's you notice we were talking about two things here. We're talking about kindness and we're talking about politics. Notice that when we talk about politics, you're helpless.
Right.
You're caught in this swirl of something, right? When we
right.
talk about kindness, there's a place for you to thrive.
Right.
And it doesn't take a big thing.
Right.
It's a small thing. It's a one of the things we do in Topanga is if we've got extra books here or something like that, we put stuff up out on the road for people. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing about kindness, you know, we live in our hearts. If you live in your heart, that's where kindness is, and that's really where you should be. You know?
Well, it feels
yeah.
best.
Yeah, it does feel the best, doesn't it?
It's a feeling good place. So I'm going to invite you to hop over to our website at wakingupinamerica.com and sign up for our newsletter. Check out our sponsors. They're on the right-hand side of the page and at the bottom. And the website's going to be going under some changes. I found a webmaster. You've heard me moaning and groaning about webmasters for the past 3 or 4 months. I think I found a really cool dude. And you'll see some things happening. So bit by bit here. What I like to do on this program, these aren't all people that have just paid us to be sponsors. These are people that we like that sponsor. And the people that we like, I've been collecting these people for almost 30 years now. The first one I collected is Patricia Bragg, and her father, Paul Bragg, actually opened the first health food store in 1912 in America. And Patricia Bragg is an amazing human being. She's Bragg's Apple Cider Vinegar. I have a small coning business, and I always pack Patricia's different things there that she gives out to Bragg's amino acids, things of that nature. Plus, she gave me a little stack of cards, which is Jesus walking on water, okay, which happens to be a portrait that's been in her family for like 7 generations. So I pass out that little card. And Patricia and Paul Bragg, they've made a difference in America. You could do 5 shows just on what these people have done. So if you want a Walking on Water card, just send me an email at val@wakingupinamerica.com and say, I want one of those cards. Now, and I'll pop you one. Now, also, we like Kayani, and Kayani is a Tlingit word that means strong medicine. And Taekwondo champion Mary Louise Zeller has made this her life's work in as far as helping people to be healthy. She's the one that started Taekwondo at 42 and turned out to be a world champion. So when we talk about people that are doing extraordinary things, you don't have to do all the things they do, but you can sure benefit by what they found out and what they share. Okay, so Kayani Strong Medicine, Sir Jason Winter Tea. Sir Jason Winter Tea is actually building your immune system. Protandem, so many things, but one of the things that I like best about Protandem is it's an anti-inflammatory. Now, if you have arthritis or anything of that nature or any other inflammation going on, Protandem takes very good care of that. Randy loves it because she gets happy dreams. so, and it's also purifying your blood. Now you can come to coningcompany.com, and that's coningcompany.com, and get your eustachian tubes cleared. And I was just talking to a woman in Hawaii, of all places. Kathy, you never guess what drives them crazy in Hawaii. Take a stab. Why would they want their ear coned in Hawaii besides the normal reasons?
I have no idea.
Volcanoes.
Volcanoes?
Volcano eruptions, okay. They've got volcanoes over there, and the volcanoes, when they go through a season of certain kinds of eruptions, people are getting headaches, runny noses, all kinds of stuff. They come in and they get their little ears coned, and it really shifts things for them. That's a rather dramatic example of it, you know. So right now, also, if you know of any place I can get high-quality beeswax, let me know. We're running out of sources, and the prices are going through the ceiling, so I'm looking for somebody that's got some good beeswax stacked up over at their house that they want to unload. So you could call me at 310-455-8623 if you happen to have a load of beeswax you'd like to put into ear cones. And then we've got Randy Shannon's 42action.org. She's not against government. She's just against corrupt government. And got a lot of tools in her belt and a lot of people that help her and help you. So check out 42action.org. We've also got Aqua Chi, and Aqua Chi is a detox system that clears out your body in a really dramatic way. Also, it's shocking what you see about your water, too, as this little system goes to work. We also have telomeres on the website, and you'll see the DNA strands twisted. The cap of that telomere, actually, as we age, that cap decreases, okay? The telomere support actually causes it to increase. So you take telomeres on a regular basis, and your DNA cap increases by 0.04% a year. Sounds like immortality, the possibility of immortality to me. And then we have El Pinto Salsa, bless. The Salsa twins are right there in Albuquerque. And I think El Pinto restaurant has been there like 50 years or something like that. And then we've got Marketing with the Stars. You can get a lot of stuff out to a lot of people, and it comes out really, really easy, okay? So you want to say anything about your veterinary service?
About my veterinary service? Well, we're a small animal full-service hospital. So we do, you know, internal medicine, we do surgery, we offer ultrasound, cold laser therapy for arthritic joints, which, by the way, works really great on dogs.
Does it work good on humans, too?
They do it on humans, too. A lot of people don't know about it. It's kind of interesting. You know, oftentimes we do things in veterinary medicine before they get approved for human use, because the approval is not so stringent for dogs and cats as it is for humans. So the cold laser is really, really good if you have a painful arthritic joint. You can get, you know, 3, 4, 5 treatments, and then it goes away, and you're good for 6 months, you're good for a year. I use it on my knee because I've hurt my knee, and it seems to really help me and keep me going.
What actually is it doing?
Well, it's a light source. It's it's a red light source. And there's a couple different theories, but mainly what they think is that it increases energy in that area, and then the energy is healing. So it increases the ATP, you know, from ADP to ATP, and releases energy, and then it can heal the inflammatory problems that you're getting with arthritis or soft tissue injury. But, you know, since I use it on myself, you know, my knee is hurting me, and I zap it, you know, once a day, for maybe 3-4 days, and then I'm good, and all the pain's gone away, and I feel great. So it's
fun
a really
over today.
Yeah, come over today, and I'll zap you. I'll zap you, Val.
You promise?
I promise, and you'll feel good.
So, no, I've actually been taking I'm trying to pronounce it. It's like I take the Protandin, and then I take the CircuQ or something like that, which is turmeric derivative, and that's helpful too. So,
okay,
you know, we're all looking at things. Okay, and if you're suffering emotionally, I'll give you a complimentary demonstration of my emotional clearing and completion process, and you can read about it at drvalerie.com, and that's drvalerie.com. And Tongan water is always a good one. It actually cuts the size of the water molecules in half so that they're more easily absorbed by your body. And the telephone number for Brooke Peterson is 561-628-1845. So these are the people that we like. And happily 200 just drives me crazy with joy. go over to wakingupinamerica.com/200/. And check it out, because it's a paradigm breaker. You know, every time you go firewalking or something like that, you break a paradigm, and the paradigm is fire burns, okay? When you go to Happily 200, you're breaking a paradigm, because the paradigm is you're lucky if you live to be past 100. And there are a lot of people around that are way older than you can believe. So all of these things are just opportunities to live a less stressful life. And when you take on Happily 200, you tend to take better care of yourself, because who wants to be stuck with an old, racky old body? You know, well, one of the people I told about it, Kathy, goes, "Oh my God, I'm going to have to go get my teeth taken care of." Because teeth are expensive, you know? So when people are like 85, 86, 87, they figure, well, why waste the money on it, especially if you've got children? I mean, if you tell them they've got 113 years to go, they'll go get their teeth done.
Right.
So,
well, you know, it's important to have a healthy mouth, because it affects your whole body, too.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Totally. People that don't think they need to get their teeth fixed, it affects so many things, you can't believe it. Plus the fact, why should you be suffering as you age when you can actually be enjoying yourself as you age?
Right.
I'm fascinated with it. Now, you're also giving oxygen to little animals, too, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. We give them oxygen. We have oxygen tanks. If they have a difficulty breathing or they're not doing well, we have a little oxygen cage where we can just put, like, a little mask on them. They like it. You know, they like the oxygen. So it calms them down. It makes them feel good. You know.
And it works for humans, too, by the way.
It works for humans, too.
Yeah, it totally does, because I don't know if you know this, Kathy, but the oxygen content of the planet used to be over 30% in the cities. Now in some cities, it's under 10.
Really?
So what's happening is, yeah, people are, that's one of the reasons why we have certain diseases and stuff happening, because they don't grow in oxygen environments. Okay, but as the oxygen content is reduced, when I was in Mexico City, Jesus God, I actually was in an alley, and they had cars idling, and I actually held my breath and ran down the alley as fast as I could. I thought I was going to pass out. Then when I was in Alaska, you know, in the wintertime, they run their cars so that the engines don't freeze.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God. Now, a lot of people know I'm an Olympic torchbearer, but what you don't know, and I hardly ever talk about, when I carried the Olympic torch, they had somebody that ran with you, and then they had a guard car in front of you and a guard car behind you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Pumping exhaust into your lungs the entire time you were carrying the torch.
Oh, my God.
The job was to keep smiling and see if you could keep breathing. and it was like, everybody that did it said, "Can you believe that?" They were supposed to be protecting us, and it just felt like being killed.
Well, they need the electric cars. In the future.
They need what?
Electric cars.
There you go. Electric cars would have done a great job of it.
Yeah. Electric cars would have been great. Or a motorcycle. Motorcycle's okay. Not as much exhaust.
I would go with the electric car. Trust me. Exhaust of any sort. Is not a fun thing. Of course, this was 1984, so maybe they've gotten a little bit better since then. But nonetheless, it was the hardest part.
Yeah. So tell me about your torch bearing. How long did you carry the torch for? How many miles?
Well, what happened was you carried the torch for like 3/5 of a mile.
Mm-hmm.
And what was happened was everybody had their own torch, so we didn't pass the torch. We passed the flame.
Oh, okay.
So I got the flame was passed to me by a little boy. He was really cute. he passed the flame to me, and then I carried it, I think, 3/5 of a mile, and then I passed the flame to a Japanese disc jockey.
Oh.
But here's what was cool. The Japanese disc jockey was very well connected. So I ended up on satellite television all over the entire world. Carrying the electric torch. Yeah, thank you, God. And some really interesting stories happen. Like when you're doing good stuff and you're in the space of good, really interesting, miraculous things happen. I actually think we're in the quantum field. And I'm actually reading Lynn McTaggart's book, The Field, right now. And it's really very interesting. And one of the reasons I do so much work at Landmark is because I get access to the quantum field, and I like it. And in the quantum field, things happen. Like, when I was waiting for the flame to come to me, my friends hadn't gotten there yet. There'd been some kind of accident on the freeway or something like that, and they said, oh, dear God, I wish my friends were here. A train pulled across the Olympic torch relay. I did not order that train. When the train went by, my friends were there.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, it totally is, and stuff like that happens. When I went to New York for Barack Obama's inauguration, same kind of stuff was happening there. I actually thought he was a solution to George Bush. I was mistaken, but nonetheless, at the time, I had a grand time in Washington, D.C. And literally, it was like, when you're in the quantum field, it's almost like the field provides helpers for you in whatever it is that you're doing.
Well, you know, the Gnostics think the quantum field lives in the middle of your heart.
Do they now?
They do. I was just reading some of their stuff. You know, it's one of the oldest religions, and they're tied into a lot of the alchemy, which is a transformation of people to a higher plane. And they think that the quantum physics and it's all in the middle of your heart. It all goes back there. Very interesting.
Why don't you read some of those really cool quotes that you got?
Oh, my quotes? Yeah.
Yeah.
You want me to
read some of your quotes? Yeah. I like them, and I think it's time to share some of them.
Okay, so I think my favorite is the one from Mark Twain, and he says that an act of kindness is seen by the blind and heard by the deaf. That's a good one, isn't it?
Yeah, I like that.
Mm-hmm. And then the Dalai Lama. Yeah, the Dalai Lama says, my religion is very simple. My religion is kindness. You know? Yeah, keep things simple, right?
Yeah.
K-I-S-S.
There's a number of ways people interpret that. I do it, keep it simple, silly.
Right, keep it simple, silly. You know, there on YouTube, I saw this thing called a kindness bomb, where they pick a person. A group of people picks one person that they think needs kindness, and then they go up to him individually and they do something kind. So what they showed was a man sitting on a bench by himself. He looked a little bit sad. So one woman came up and gave him a flower. Then another man came up and gave him a bottle of water. Then another person came up and gave him a donut. And so they kept giving him all these things, and he got happier and happier, was smiling more and more and more. And at the end, he grabbed the last person and gave him a huge hug. Yeah. So, you know, people don't realize how fragile human beings are, you know?
Or how isolated we've been, too. I mean, that man sounds like he was very isolated.
Yeah, I think he was.
So when you reach out to somebody, alchemy happens.
Yeah, alchemy happens. But, you know, it was a group of young people in their 20s, and they did this, and it was just marvelous. You know, it was just very, I don't know, it was like performance art.
Oh, that's cool. And it's totally cool.
Yeah, it was very, very cool. So, you know, that's good. The other thing I'm doing, I picked up a guy who is 19, and I gave him a job with me working in my kennel. And I'm helping him. I'm helping him turning his life around, getting on his feet. He works very hard. He's honest. He's a good person. He just doesn't have anybody to help him. And so it's a win-win because I have someone to help me, and I'm helping him. And so I'm feeling very good about it. And he came into my office the other day, and he said, I just want to thank you for being so kind to me and taking care of me. So, you know, and I didn't really do that much. You know, I gave him a job and I gave him a few things and he's on his way. So, you know, if you just, I think, sit back and think of what you can do for someone with very little effort, it can have a huge effect.
Mm-hmm. It didn't have to cost a single cent either.
Right, right, right.
You know, there's some wonderful stuff on YouTube. Totally wonderful stuff. One of the things I love is flash mobs.
What's
where,
that?
Flash mobs? Oh, one of the things that I got for my iPhone was mm-hmm. this holder, right? And I've got all this music in my iPhone. And so I, instead of carrying my iPhone around in my hand, I have to get another one because this one's fallen apart. But I actually strapped it to my leg so people didn't know where the music was coming from. And they would start dancing and stuff like that. It's the cutest thing you ever saw. And then last Christmas, we were in the post office, and the line was really long, and people were kind of like shuffling their feet and stuff like that. So practically everybody knows Jingle Bells. So I started singing Jingle Bells, and people were like kind of like looking at me, you know, like, come on, you know Jingle Bells. By the time we were done, there were two opera singers in there singing Jingle Bells, too. And they're flash mobs, and it's just like where you do this thing. I was in Pittsburgh. I was on a bus coming in from the airport going to one of my little landmark events, and it just started snowing really softly, really softly. And it was so beautiful. I started singing White Christmas on the bus. By the time we got to the bus station, everybody on that bus was singing White Christmas because they were having the same feeling I was. The gentle snowflakes falling, that sense of being in the warmth of the bus, things of that nature. It's like, let yourself step into the moment. The moment will be kind to you, too. It will give you a gift.
Mm-hmm.
So this kind of precious stuff is all over the place. You were mentioning earlier about changing your field or something. I don't remember exactly how you worded it. You know, you're basically talking about to evolve from one point of view to another, something
right.
like that. It's available to us in every moment.
Yeah, it's transformation, to transform yourself to a better spot, a better place.
And it doesn't cost money.
No.
And you can even make fun of, you can even play with yourself in the mirror. I love to make faces in the mirror in the morning. It makes me laugh.
Oh, you do? You make faces in the mirror?
I do. I growl, and I try on different faces and things like that. I'm convinced that I really believe I'm, you know, I'm a Leo. Okay, so everybody thinks Leo is a lion, but I actually think I'm a leopard.
You're a leopard.
I'm a leopard. So I pretend I'm a leopard in the morning, and I growl a little bit and stretch my paws. You know, it doesn't matter. It's just playing with a moment.
It's playful.
I'm right now, I'm in my study, and I'm looking up, and I see this dragon, this funny, funny dragon that I picked up at a garage sale.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what I've been doing is I've got a wallet full of dinar, right?
Mm-hmm.
In lower denominations, like 50, 100, they'll be worth probably six times whatever it is when they come out. So I go to garage sales, and then I spread the money around. So I was at the Taft High School garage sale for the band, and
uh-huh.
I bought this this dragon, but then I ended up giving him like $3,000 worth of dinar, gave it to the treasurer.
Uh-huh.
And it's fun, Kathy. It's so fun because it's easy for me to give it away right now because it's dirt cheap, right?
Right.
And yet I know very well this thing that's happening on planet Earth, I doubt that it will ever happen again, and I doubt that it's ever happened before. The closest thing to what's happening right now would be the Kuwaiti revaluation in the 90s. And people that had Kuwaiti dinar walked away with their pockets full.
Mm-hmm.
This particular thing that's going on is not, it's affecting 208 countries in the world. Not one country, 208. So for people saying, oh, that never happened, and it should blah, 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 blah. It's
well,
just
what
very
exactly
complicated.
Yeah, what's happening? I don't really
what's
understand.
Happening is that, according to the information I'm getting, they're already cashing in, but because the United States has been such a bunch of bad actors when it comes to bullying the world, that they're doing us last. They don't want us to have the money to be nasty.
Oh. And what is what's happening with the money? What's happening with it?
Well,
it's getting reevaluated?
Oh, it's going to be reevaluated tremendously. Kuwaiti, I don't know what the Kuwaiti dinar, I don't know how that one worked. The Iraqi dinar was worth $3.22 a dinar when George Bush Sr. suppressed it back in the early 90s, or late 80s, I don't remember. So it went from being worth $3.22 to being worth a thousandth of a penny. That currency is going to return to being $3.22 or more. They did this. They're financial rapists, is what they are.
Mm-hmm.
They rape the world for the money. That's what's happening with Social Security. It's being cleaned out. I don't even know where to start. I mean, if I were in charge of the world, I would have the entire Congress quit and start over again.
I know. I agree with that. I totally agree.
I was talking to Marianne Williamson. You know, do you know she ran for Congress in the 33rd District? Did you know that?
I did know that she ran, yes.
Okay, well, I was in her campaign. And
oh.
I really like her. So, when she lost, she came in fourth. I said, love comes in fourth in L.A. County. But here's something that Marianne said to me that actually got me to do something, because I wouldn't even have joined her, okay? She said, to tie up the Congress, you only needed 19 people.
Wow.
And she said, a bunch of them are already there, so I want to go to be one of the 19. I thought that was a good argument, so I helped. At least if you could tie up the Congress, you could stop them from the stuff that they do. I don't remember which Congress it is. It's either the state or the federal wants to make landlines illegal. Can you stand that?
Well, it goes back to lobbyists and people paying them under the table to do these ridiculous laws and ridiculous things so they can...
Right, and then we get stuck with this ridiculousness. So if you're going to reorganize ridiculousness, where do you go to do that?
Yeah, the Congress.
So I thought, okay, Marianne, I'm for it. I love listening to her talk. She's like under 5 feet tall. She's just full of sass and vinegar. I had God in the 80s. I used to go to the Presbyterian Church and hear her do Course in Miracles, and she'd run around in these little silver shoes with little wings on them. She's just a great lady. She's written a lot of best-selling books. She's got a way with language that's just awesome. She does stuff on the internet now, and she's streaming, but I liked it because it's the 33rd district, and that's the master. 33 is a master number in numerology.
Oh.
So I thought, well, okay. I love the woman. I'll do it. So she worked her little tushy off getting this all handled, and she came in fourth, and probably still is recovering. The schedule she had was just breathtaking. I mean, I certainly couldn't have done it. So for every person we agree with or disagree with, Sheila Kuehl, she's our supervisor in the 3rd District. She's for Topanga Canyon here. She replaced Zev Yaroslavsky. When you go to a supervisor's meeting, they start out with a prayer and the Pledge of Allegiance, and they actually talk like they know what God exists. And I don't see that happening in other places. I see, there's a thing when you go firewalking, and I don't know if you know about this or not, but when you go firewalking, one of the things you do is you look up into your vision, and when you do, you don't burn.
Where did you do firewalking? Where did you do that?
Firewalking, I did that in the 80s a couple of times. I used to take all my clients firewalking. I got tired of them hanging around therapy too long. So all of the therapy work that I do with people with telephone consulting, it's really high volume, high speed stuff. People that I used to work with for 5 years, I can handle in like a couple months. It's just a volume of stuff that they've got going on. But when you firewalk, you look up. I mean, I did it with Tony Robbins, and then I would take all my clients firewalking once a year. It was transformative. It totally was.
And where did you go? Where did you go for firewalking?
Well, one of them was a hotel parking lot. One of them was at the Insight Center in Santa Monica, a couple of hotel parking lots. And they just, you know, they put 12 to 15 feet of hot coals there. When I went to the Santa Monica one, which is the first one I did, that was really interesting because it was a four-hour process. If you get into the right space, you can actually do it a lot faster. But there's a certain look you get in your eye. When you get that look, then you can firewalk. And they're really good about identifying that look. But what we did is we started the fire from the very beginning, and the coals got to be over 2,200 degrees. I'll fry anything, trust me, except if you're in the right space, it will not. Mm-hmm. So once you do something like that, then that's when I went after paradigms, Kathy. I could break a paradigm.
Mm-hmm.
So it was firewalking. It was that's where Happily 200 comes from. It's like people are programmed to, you know, get ill and die off. I'm not for that. I say live the best life you can live as long as you can live it.
Right, 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 right. Keep chugging. Don't give up.
Keep chugging along there, you know. Mm-hmm. And more and more stuff comes out. I'm trying to think. Joel Wallach of Youngevity, that's another really great product that's on the website, Youngevity stuff. He was interviewed by Barbara Walters, and they said that he said that children born today could quite easily live to be 150.
Well, you know, I believe it. I mean, people used to die in their 40s 100 years ago, at the turn of the century. Now we're living into our 80s. They say people born in 2000 are going to live to over 100. Average lifespan, over 100 if you're born 2000 or later. And so I think we're just going to live longer and longer and longer with our medicine and our diet and our health. And
yeah, and if you take the GMOs out and all the stuff that's being used to poison you, I really think that the lifespan expectancy is way, way greater. I think, I'm just being maybe paranoid here, but I think one of the reasons they're feeding us GMOs is they don't want us to be healthy.
Yeah, I don't know. The GMO thing is weird, but I think that maybe there's a lot of different issues of why they came up with GMOs, a lot of different reasons, you know?
Right.
None of them good
as far as I can tell.
I think people are going to live a lot longer, especially with we're going to have organ transplants. We're just going to keep the body going, and it's really your spirit and your mind that's going to keep living longer. And the longer you live, I think the kinder and the wiser you're going to become. And so it's just going to be better for the world overall. There must be a reason why people live longer. There must be at our age, we can't reproduce anymore, so why are we still here?
Reproduce. If you read the Happy Healthy Hunses, they were reproducing in 115.
Oh, they were?
Yes, they were.
So we could still have kids, Val.
The two I've had have been just wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can't even keep up with a puppy sometimes.
1 minute.
Oh, my God, 1 minute.
1 minute.
That was Mike letting us know. This program has been brought to you by Kirkard Intergalactic Media, our radio partners, CloningCompany.com, Dr. James Murphy, John Denver, Tippi Hedren, Carol Channing, Deepak Chopra, Ed Asner, Dennis Weaver, Larry Hagman, Esther Williams, Admiral Eugene Carroll, Jane Goodall, and Jonathan Granoff, Dennis Kucinich, Terry Cole Whitaker, David R., descendant of King David, 42action.org, Edward F. Group III, and DrValerie.com, and Dr. is all spelled out. Thanks to Paul C. Bragg for leaving us your daughter, Patricia, to continue your work of to our team at Voice America, Jess Bernard, our producer, Ryan Treasure, and Randy Jackman, our friends at Cumulus Radio, Mike Vitale, Mary Flynn, and Ron Simon, to John Young at Totally Gospel, a big thanks for all the airtime and friendship you've given us over the years, and a big thanks to Ms. Zubuku, to Bent Megan for a theme music, Almost Ordinary People. Invite a friend to listen, and be kind to yourself and someone else today.
With extraordinary plans, and you're not crazy anymore.
Thank you for joining us today for Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard.
Waking Up in America can be heard live every Wednesday on voiceamerica.com, and Valerie welcomes all emails at heavenincorporated.com.
This is for all in you, pouring through, now your heart is open.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.